six ways, you ready, to ensure you don't die in your sleep.
I have to tell you, last week when we did the one, or whenever week it was that we did the one about...
when you should go call the doctor immediately.
When you should, yeah, exactly. You got me so paranoid because one of them was if you poop blood.
Right.
Like straight up blood. So now all I do is like, I've never looked at my poop before. Now all I do is look at my poop. I'm like, okay, phew. All right. I live to live another day.
Yeah. When I saw this, I said, I think somebody like you who worries about everything health-wise, you're scared to death to die in your sleep.
Well, now I won't go to sleep.
Exactly. That's why I want to bring this up.
Okay.
One doctor said, pay attention to how your body feels. Do not ignore aches and pains.
What is he talking about? Once you turn 40, you're always in aches and pains. Everything hurts.
All right. It doesn't mean you have to be anxious about every random pain. However, it's essential to pay close attention to chest aches or pains that last or occur repeatedly.
Okay.
So if your chest hurts and it keeps hurting, then you should worry and not go to bed.
Okay.
So that's one of them.
That's one of them.
Number five, don't be careless with meds. Because I can see that now. He's like, all right, I took one sleeping pill. Then you're laying there going, did I take one or did I not take it yet? I'll take another one. Because I have brain fog. So I'll be like, I'll take another one. And then you forget and you take a third one.
This is why I don't take anything. I won't even take Advil anymore because I heard it eats up your stomach.
And you could take one and go, I can't remember if I took one or not.
But I don't take them anymore. I got rid of all my Advil. Nope.
You don't take anything?
Tylenol. If I have a really bad headache, I'll take a Tylenol. But even then, I try not to take anything. I don't take anything.
Do not ignore sleep disorders. If you have sleep apnea, don't say, you know, tonight I'm not going to sleep with my machine. I'm just going to stop.
Okay.
Because that's not good. That increases your risk of sudden death if you don't pay attention to sleep apnea.
Okay.
So ask your boyfriend if you have sleep apnea.
I would know that by now.
You think?
Wouldn't I?
I don't know. I mean, you got to sit up and listen and see if you stop breathing.
Oh, I would think I wouldn't. Okay, maybe
how
I
would
don't
you
know that.
How would you know if you stop breathing? You don't know.
I would think if I stop breathing in the middle of, first of all, I would wake up feeling not good, like I didn't sleep. I wake up feeling rested, so I wouldn't wake up feeling rested. I don't know. Somebody would have told me by now. I've had enough men sleep in bed with me. Somebody would have been like, you know, you made some really weird noises last night. And it wasn't while we were having sex. It was after.
No, because most guys sneak out.
Oh, good point. All right, I'll ask my boyfriend. I'll ask him, like, do I stop breathing? Okay.
You need to wear your iWatch to bed and let it track your sleep schedule.
Oh, that's a great idea. Okay, I'll do that tonight.
Yeah, see if it says anything weird. All right, get good quality sleep. Take sleep seriously. See, I agree. It's crucial to get enough sleep.
Look who you're talking to somebody who sleeps 8 hours every single night. Trust me, I'm good. when you and I were doing morning radio, I went to bed at 7. And I still get, everyone's like, how do you get up at 3 a.m. every single night? I'm like, well, I go to bed at, I get 8 hours of sleep. It's just not the same 8 hours you get.
Yeah, you were still in bed by 8.
Seven. I went to bed every night at 7, and I woke up at 3. And if I went to bed at 7:30, I woke up at 3:30. I get 8 hours every night. Always did.
Know your family tree. Know your family's medical history. Conditions can be inherited. So know if your grandparents or parents died in their sleep and pay attention to that.
I think my biological father's still alive. I don't know. Maybe he's not. Like somebody would have told me by now, I feel, if he died, but maybe not. So I have no idea. I know my grandparents didn't die in their sleep and my mom is still alive. So yeah, I'll keep my eye on that one.